This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And here we are. Friday, January the 28th, 2022, the show, DPHRO and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, a lot of football today. We raise the number 30 into the rafters of Madison Square Garden tonight for one Henrik Lundqvist. Knicks with a West Coast game in the Midwest tonight at 10 o'clock. I mean, there's a lot going on. You very... very hurtful yesterday.
Very hurtful.
Oh, my God.
I'll stop.
I mean, really.
Well, what did I do yesterday, though?
I think the guys know. I don't even think I have to say anything, and the guy's like, yeah, that was not great. The T-shirt, the Tortorella. The T-shirt, the Tortorella.
He's insecure about the relationship. Mm-hmm. He realizes that you exist in my life, and he's trying to
He doesn't know I exist. John Tortorella does not know I walk the planet.
I guarantee you that is false. We talked about you last night, actually.
And what was the conversation about me last night with Torts?
He said, "How was your?" He loves football. Torts loves football. He said, "Like Sundays, like even like when he was coaching, we don't usually practice a lot of the time in the NHL on Sundays." He said, "All day, start to finish, on the couch watching football, loves it." So we brought up. He's like, "Did you see those games the other day?" I'm like, "Yeah, well, Torts, of course I did. I have the radio."
Don't you love when people do that? By the way. I talked to my mother last night, and she knows nothing about sports, nothing, which is amazing at this point that she still knows nothing. But she says, "I was watching the news, even on the regular news, they were talking about how great the games were." And I thought, you probably watched those games. Yes? Yes, Mom. In fact, I did watch those games.
Yeah, similar.
But continue. So you're talking to Torts. He says, "Did you watch the football?"
And I said, "Yeah, of course I watched the football." Torts, I got the radio show. He's like, "Oh, that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I've never seen anything like it." I was like, "Yeah, Dave and I were talking about that on Monday morning. We spent a lot of time doing that." And he's like, "Oh, how is Dave?"
Stop it. There's no way Tortorella was like, "Oh, how is Dave?"
He listens to the show. He's up early. He's taking care of the horses. He listens to the show. I said, "Are you going to come on with us?" I said, Dave's a big Tortorella guy. Are you going to come on with us?" No. I can't tell you what he said, but he's like, "No, I'll never come on the show."
Oh, he was a pain in the ass.
So he won't come on the show, yet he knows me.
Yes.
Does he like me?
He does like you.
Really?
Yeah, he does. He likes your passion. He said, "Dave's really smart, isn't he?" I said, "Yeah, he's a savant."
Wow. This changes everything.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Listen, I've known Torts forever. I had no idea he loved football as much as he loves football.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep. All right, so let's not bury the lead here with you buttering me up.
I'm not trying to butter you up. I'm telling you the truth. This is facts.
All right, which is great. But you go on the point yesterday. You do a great job. You look phenomenal. Somehow you're sitting in the middle.
Always.
How do you get the middle seat between
I'm always.
You?
I'm always. I'm the meat. I'm always in the middle.
Terrific.
I'm the sandwich meat.
And then you give Torts a T-shirt. Why don't you tell the people what, in fact, the T-shirt said?
I believe the T-shirt said, "My best friend bought me this shirt."
And you were giving it to whom?
I gave that to one John Tortorella.
So this whole charade, when you do your Thursday open, and it's so exciting when I hear you say, "And my best friend, Dave Rothenberg," that's just not true.
No, it's absolutely true.
I think the
whole friendship thing's like the Hall of Fame. I mean, you have lots of friends and some best friends, but there's different levels to it.
There's different levels of best friends?
Yes, like Pete and Such are the best of the, I mean, they're different level best friends. You don't have to tell them you're best. You know, those are like your brothers more than your best friends. And then, I mean, I spend more time with you than I spend with any of my friends.
Well, I understand that, but then why does he get the shirt and I never received that shirt?
Well, because I mean, it's...
Uh-huh.
I was going to send you the headset, but if you want a t-shirt, I can send you the t-shirt.
Yeah, but you thought of him with the t-shirt and you didn't
No, I didn't. Just it was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
It's a beautiful shirt. And you know what hurt me even the most? He didn't even want the shirt. He threw it right back in your face.
Oh, yeah, his wife was mad at him.
Really?
Oh, immediately text him. What's wrong with you? Take that shirt. Be nice to Ricky. Oh, yeah, she loves me.
Really?
Yeah, she's
How'd she feel about me? She like me?
I didn't ask her about you. I'm sure she does. Who doesn't like you? Except
people
Raymond.
Don't like me.
Well, Raymond doesn't like you.
Raymond hates me. How about that this morning, though, huh?
Oh, my
God. I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
I'm just like, Ray, I didn't know if you heard me down the line. Like, it was as innocent as anything, right?
Yeah, it was a simple question.
And the response and the anger was just, it was over the top.
Well, it was premeditated, too, is what it was.
I mean, it's a football Friday. Now, I'm having these pangs, by the way. Very upset because this is it.
Well, yeah, this is it. This is it. Yeah, this is it, but you say that. And we're still going to.
This is it.
We got the draft. At least for us, we got the draft.
I know, but as far as games on the field, and you know what else I have this feeling too? Last weekend was so great. Maybe the best football weekend, as Torts and my mom so beautifully pointed out. Maybe the best football weekend you could ever possibly have. This weekend can't possibly live up to that. And this is the last great football weekend.
Until the Super Bowl. Why do you need to bring that up now? It's a football Friday. We're supposed to be having fun. You
I know,
us down
because
with
I'm a big picture guy.
I know, but don't be micro. Stop being so macro.
I can't help it. I can't turn it off. My brain is always going.
Then we get to Sunday, and it's going to be disappointment after these games are over.
On Monday morning, I'll be the same guy.
No, come on, Dave. Please get me. I need you to get me through. It's only 5:07. I need you to get me through.
I'm gonna be joyous today. I mean, listen, it's a Friday. It's a football Friday. We have Around the League at 6:45. We have a frenzy at 7:15. Ryan, we're gonna talk about one of the great athletes in the history of New York sports, and Henrik Lundqvist. We have a lot to do, but it doesn't mean that
Knicks game tonight. Big Knicks game tonight.
Is it really?
No.
Right, it's not right. Like you won't even watch it. There's no way you're going to be up at 10 o'clock tonight.
At 10 o'clock tonight? No, I'm going to watch it.
Not tonight.
May not be live, but I'll watch it.
No, you'll flip through that thing. You'll fast forward. You'll watch it on like 3 tomorrow.
No, I can't wait. You missed way too much. There's no way I'm watching it on 3. Two and a half. Maybe 2.5.
Yeah, when they're down at 39-17 in the early in the second quarter, you'll be at 3.
Ugh, what a waste.
This season's been very difficult. What do we have going well now? We have the Mets, right? We're excited about that if and when they play.
Now the Rangers.
What a terrible loss last night.
Well, it wasn't a great loss. I told you. And I got frustrated again last night doing the show. I don't get it. Like, I mean, you got the best goal or one of the best goalies in the whole league. And it's not like he's in his, you know, early 30s where you were playing a back-to-back games. And again, I get it. You want to play him tonight, but why not? Let the guy play back-to-back games. I don't understand the big deal.
I don't understand it either. And I mean, you're up 2-0. What'd they lose the night before? 6-0?
They gave up, Columbus gave up, I think, 62 shots. Yeah.
And they got destroyed.
Destroyed. Embarrassed.
So they're back-to-back nights. They're not all that great to begin with. And you come out and you put up 2 goals in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you thought it was going to be an easy game, is what you thought.
Easy peasy. And before you even, you know, finish halfway through the first period, now you're tied at 2.
Yeah.
Not good. Islanders with a loss as well.
Oh, yeah.
They really can't afford to lose any games.
No. Especially when you look at the teams that they're chasing. No, you can't. And their schedule gets tough. I mean, they got a bunch of back-to-backs to finish up the season. You can't have 3 shots. I mean, I get it. They play, a patient game. They had 3 shots in the first period. So it's not good. Not good
Terrible.
At all.
Bad hockey night last night. Well, you were very good, by the way.
Well, and then Fox, too, which would be...
I know. They said it's not a serious injury, but he left the game.
I know. Well, still, I mean, he's...
Didn't come back.
He's a star, man. Star.
He really is. Oh. Rangers had so many chances. Do you see that one save?
Oh, my God. Coming to his left. Glove save?
Yeah. The deflection. What a save that was, huh?
Just the full split was...
What's his name? How do you say his name?
Corpusalo.
Yeah, I don't want to say it because it'll become a drop forever.
Oh, so say it then. I need some material for Thursdays.
No, I have it. I think I have it now. Corpusallo.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
What, once I can follow the direction of someone else, I'm pretty good. Shestyarkin? That's how you say his name. Is it Huska? That's not. How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Hushka?
Braden Schneider's going to be good, too, for the Rangers. You guys got a
very
good team.
Good.
You guys have a good team. They're
they
doing
have a good
job. I hate to
tough,
say it.
Tough game tonight, though.
Yeah, but it's Henrik Lundqvist night.
I know. Will you tear up watching the number go up?
I actually almost teared up a little bit yesterday watching the little piece that we did on the point. On
really?
Henry. Well, because you could see him getting emotional. Yeah, I mean, this is listen. I mean, I don't care how old you are when it's over. I mean, your dream as a kid of you know playing in the NHL. Then you get to the NHL. He's playing for the Rangers. Spends his entire career with the Rangers, and now I mean, you're gonna have your number put up in the rafters at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, huh? It's incredible. And you go down as the best goalie in the franchise's history.
Right, a storied franchise. It really is quite the
as the 205th pick overall.
How did that happen? Was the thought was he wasn't going to come over here? Like yeah. how did that happen?
Well, because he's over in Sweden, yeah.
But nowadays, so if the draft happened now, there's no way he would last to the 205th pick, right?
Well, like it depends. Probably not now. No. No, not now. But it was, I mean, it was the fear that if we draft him higher, Mike, does he come over? Does he stay over and play professionally?
So that was the reason he went so late, is because the thought was that he might not ever come over and play in the NHL?
That was part of it, yeah.
So if they knew he was going to come over and play, he would have been a first-round pick or no?
He would have been a higher pick, yeah.
Yeah. Because
he was still, I mean, he was really good over in the Swedish league. He's just, I mean, the guy is, I have so much respect for how hard he works, how he
prepares.
And he
seems like a great guy. Do you know him?
A little bit. Yeah, not really, but yeah, everyone I've talked to, he's a good guy. He's built for New York, man. He really was, with his fashion, gorgeous hair.
Well, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah, like we'd pull into Madison Square Garden, and like, you know how we got to walk up the ramp?
Yeah.
And then like you'd see the players' car, like, or then we'd come down and you'd see they'd have the players' cars pulled in. And it's like this just matte black, awesome Lamborghini just sitting there. And, of course, it's his. It's just like he was, you know, in a band playing with John Mack, you know, playing the bass guitar with John McEnroe. It's like he's just, he was perfect for New York. Perfect.
Perfect for New York. Really. So how about this? Is he, here's my question for you, the greatest New York athlete to never win a championship?
Wow. He's probably, I mean, he's right there with Ewing. I don't know. Who do you think's better? I mean, who do you think is better all time? Ewing or Lundqvist?
I mean, Ewing's a top 50 NBA player in the history of the game, right? Is Lundqvist considered that?
No.
No?
Top 50? No.
So
I would probably lean.
But
I would probably
but did
lean
Ewing ever take a team on his back? Like, those Knicks teams had, I don't know, I feel like those Rangers teams were not that great. Like, they were good, but they were not great, and they got to where they got to because he was so dynamic.
Yeah, but you could also make the argument, though, I mean, as basketball players, too, he's playing both sides of the ball, you know? Ewing is scoring points and playing defense.
Is there anybody else?
Like, in New York?
Are those the two? I mean, is there an all-time great Giant? No, I don't think so, right?
No.
Jet? Probably not, right? The greatest Jet won.
Well, but it's got to be. It's level of importance, though, too, to your team. You know, I mean, you're talking about the goalie and the star player on the Knicks.
Sure. Is there a Met? Like, you can't have David Wright there.
Well, no. I mean, I think you probably could.
You think so? David Wright is of that ilk? Is Don Mattingly in that list?
Yes.
Mattingly?
The trajectory of David Wright would put him on that list.
So Mattingly, Wright, Ewing, anybody else you can think of?
I can't think of. I mean, who would you put there for a Jet? I can't think of one on the top of my head for Jet.
Curtis Martin?
Curtis Martin was great. Yeah, but you're talking about two. But Henrik Lundqvist was just a Ranger, you know? I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Mike Piazza?
I love Piazza,
but also he wasn't just a Met.
No, see, that's the beauty of Lundqvist, man. It's
But Ewing has that. Well, almost. I guess he did play elsewhere. But for the
Henrik was going to play in Washington.
Right, right. He signed there. I mean, he was a member of the Capitals.
Well, yeah, until he had the heart issue that he had to get fixed. But he was going to play for the. I mean, they could use him now. They don't love their goalies right now, but yeah, he was going to play for the Capitals.
So I guess that's pretty much our list, right? Ewing would be the one that I would closest to. To me, Ewing is higher than Wright and Mattingly, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I mean, you said it. I mean, Ewing's, top 50 basketball player of all time. That's a big deal. But if not for
Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing is a champion.
But just think about how good that is, though. If you're Henrik Lundqvist. You have, Mike Richter, who, again, I told you that story before where I got a chance to meet him and I couldn't speak because
I love that.
He was my favorite goalie, right? Growing up. But he has the cup, and Richter was awesome. But, even without a cup, what Lundqvist
was better than Richter.
Yes.
Though.
Yes.
And Richter was great.
I hate to say that, but, Lundqvist is the best that the Rangers have had at that position.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so that's kind of the fun jumping off point. Is he the greatest athlete, or where does he rank as far as the greatest athletes to never win a championship? Getting some tweets. Jim Kelly, can we please stop? Jim Kelly is not a New York athlete. Stop
Show some
it,
respect
please.
To Buffalo, would you please?
Do you understand that if you got in your car right now and drove north and south separately, right, that you would hit Raleigh, North Carolina, before you hit Buffalo, New York?
I don't think that's a negative thing.
No, I'm just saying, it is not New York. I don't think of Buffalo when I think New York.
Oh, that's a you issue, maybe.
Not a me issue.
That's a me issue. That's a you issue, maybe.
So if the Buffalo Bills won the Super Bowl, you would say that's a New York, they would have a parade down the Canyon of Heroes?
Yeah, with people.
No, they would not.
Jumping,
stop
jumping
it.
Through tables.
Stop. You know what?
It's the only New York team, though. I mean, in
stop
all
it.
Honesty.
Stop it. I'm done. I'm done with you. 1-800-919-3776. Tweets coming in. Don Mattingly. Rick tweets in. I think it's Ewing hands down. So that's a fun conversation. We'll have that for a little bit. And then, of course, really dive into the football, both the Giants and the championship games. 1-800-919-3776. A lot to do. We're hoping to put Santiago in a bit of a better mood, and we look forward to our pick against the K-Show today, of which you will make it 545. Is that 555?
No,
is that established 100% in?
Incorrect.
See, you know what I don't understand with this?
What is it?
Why we made this agreement, and you never had really any intent to do the picks on the K-Show?
Well, timeout. I mean, we made this agreement before the season started. The schedule hadn't come out before the season started. I didn't schedule practice at
that time. You're the coach of the team.
Yeah, I don't make practice schedules. The person that runs the hockey program makes the practice schedule.
Uh-huh.
And don't try to take away from what I'm doing with these kids, Dave.
I take away nothing about the time you spend. Listen, I think any parent that volunteers his own time to coach the kids should be looked at as heroic. Don't bury the lead here. Don't bury it for a second. The point is, we're supposed to be taking turns on the K-Show. I go, you go. I go, you go. That's what I signed on for. Not, Dave, of the 21, 22 weeks, you'll do 19, Rick will do 2 or 3.
Yeah, but those are a great 3, though.
And I feel it every time I call in, because I could tell Michael's disappointment. Because he wants to talk to you. He loves you way more than he loves me.
Yeah, but the other guys get jealous, though. See, we're trying to avoid that.
Oh,
we want to screw with the chemistry of the show.
Please. It's amazing. I'm telling you, if we do this next year against them, I want something in writing.
Well, look, can we just focus on trying to win this year first, please?
You know what I might do? I might just go raw. I might just go whatever game I want.
See, here's the thing with you. This is what's going on right now, is you're afraid of the moment. This is what's happening right now. You have the ball in your hands.
I'm not afraid of
this.
This
is the last shot.
How dare you?
This
don't
is the
try
fully
to do
take
this
control,
to me.
And you're afraid of the moment.
I'm afraid of nothing.
You're afraid you'll choke. It's fine.
Please. You know what? I might just flip a coin. We'll go with the Bengals. No, Bengals. No. Yes, Bengals. And we don't even want the 7.5. Make it 6.
We don't even want that. Straight up. Money
line.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're so confident. We'll go with it on the money line.
Oh, you'd have them all confused. They wouldn't know what to do if you did that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to be like your mom, so I'll just bring it up.
Okay.
The Trevor Zegras goal last night?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you had to. You didn't see that for real?
No, I swear.
You did. So every time I do a show with, so me and Torts and Art are kind of like we're always together when we do this.
You guys are the trio.
Yeah, the trio.
Now, you don't care for Arda?
No, I love Arda.
But not best friend level.
Well, he doesn't need that. You know, some people just.
So you did that because Torts needs it.
He needs it.
See, I would think if anybody didn't need it, it would be Torts.
Well, I'd say he has this tough outer shell, you know? He's a softy inside.
And once you crack the outer shell, he's just he's a mush.
Yeah, he's like a pistachio is what he is.
Uh-huh. I'm watching it, by the way, right now.
Yeah,
so
watch this goal. How filthy this thing is.
Go ahead,
So one of the last times we did the show together was the one where he picks the puck up behind the net and throws it in, like, up over the net.
Right, the midair pass.
And Milano hits it in. And that's when, you know, Torts got himself in trouble because he's like, I don't know if this is good for the game. So, of course, what happens last night is that Zegras does it again.
Right. And was he like, this is great for the game?
No.
That's
no, he was not.
Doesn't get better than that.
Nope. It was not the opinion.
he didn't like that either.
Well, it's not that he didn't like it. It's the amount of talent that takes. I keep telling him, like, it's a product of where the game's
at. Wow.
Like,
what a goal. I just watched it.
Yeah, but there's so much talent. The fact that in full speed he can do that, or even as a young kid think to do that, and then execute it is amazing. And it's good for the sport because, I mean, the casual fan loves it. I think his contention is, you know, be careful what you wish. Like, if this continues the way it's going.
But it's not like you see this 50 times a day.
But, Dave, it's how it trickles down, too. You should see my kids on the high school team, how much they try that stuff.
Like, speaking
they're obsessed with it.
You know, it's funny you say that, because Ben had a basketball game last night, freshman basketball, right?
Hoisting threes, right?
Well, not his team can't shoot to save their lives. But the other team, not only were they hoisting threes, they had a kid on their team who might have been the greatest high school three-point shooter I've ever seen.
Really?
He hit nine threes.
Nine threes?
Not only did he hit nine, he probably took only, I don't know, 15?
Oh, that's a nice percentage.
17? Like, it was unbelievable. We had to play a box and one on the kid.
Well, of course. I mean, you should have shadowed him.
Well, they finally did. Put our best defender on him.
You should have went Loyola style.
Yeah, put four guys on him. Put five guys on him.
How many points did he score? None. Did you win? Yeah. No, we lost by 50.
We lost by 37, but he didn't score at all. By the way, Ben had this moment last night. You would have lost your mind. So Ben is big. Like, even though Santi hates me, Santi saw Ben recently. How big is Ben, Ray?
It's a large kid.
He's muscular, right?
Some would say he's Big Ben.
Big Ben, right. So he goes up for a rebound, and there's another kid that grabs the ball simultaneously, and they both have it. And Ben rips it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
other kid won't let go. He hoists him into the air and slams him onto the court.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Bully ball.
It was unbelievable. And you heard in the gym, like,
Did he get a foul for that?
No, it was a jump ball.
Wow.
They both had possession of the ball. He did get a scolding by the referee. He's like, you don't need to throw him down to the court. He's like, well, he could let go.
You should have had him pull a Kenny Danico. That's a penalty for, that's a foul for being the strongest person on the court. That's what Danico used to do all the time.
He would get fouls for that, or he would complain that was
no. He would go if he got a penalty, he would scream at the, he'd yell at the referee. That's a penalty for being the strongest guy on the ice.
That's great. That's funny. Let's get to some of the calls. Go to Fred in the Bronx. Good morning, Fred. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. Joe Klecko.
Joe Klecko. That's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah.
You know what? Joe Klecko.
All pro, three different positions, defensive end, defensive tackle, and nose guard.
It's a good one.
He's not in the Hall of Fame is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know what the thing is? Joe Klecko, as great as he was, and he was great, I want to say this without being offensive, and I'm not trying to be like...
Careful.
When you think of the greatest of the greats, I'm sorry, like, you don't think of Joe Klecko.
Yeah, well, how much of that is, though... How much is that as him being a Jet as opposed to a Giant?
Yeah, but it's not like the Jets weren't good. The Jets
went
to AFC Championship games with him. Like, they were good.
No, I get it. But, I mean, there's a difference. I mean, you like to admit it or not, there's a difference between the Islanders and the Rangers. I mean, we're, like, for what we're doing right now, I mean, there's a difference. I mean, how often do we talk about... I mean, that Islanders dynasty was one of the greatest teams ever assembled.
Ever assembled.
In the history of sports, any sport.
Mike Bossy was the, I mean, just great. Potvin, great. Billy Smith,
Nystrom,
unbelievable.
Billy Smith, Gillies.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You name it.
Tonelli, right?
Poor Clarkie, too, man. Ugh. That ate me up.
Young guy, too. Did you know Gillies?
I did, yeah. Played golf with him. I was supposed to be with him around Thanksgiving at an Islanders game.
And that never happened?
I didn't get to go. And I had, you know, Stevie and some of my buddies went, and they saw him there, they were hanging out with him. I mean, he was larger than life, man. He was the life of the party. He always had a smile on his face.
I heard he was like one of the great guys too.
Dude. It's like had some of the greatest stories. I mean, the best part of Clarkie was a good golfer, but you play him for the 18 and then you go in. And then you try to get him back out for the third nine. That's when you could take advantage of him. Yeah, come on, let's go relax for a couple minutes. have a couple drinks. Then you take him out and try to win your money back on the.
So
on
once
the next
he shut
nine.
It down, it was down.
Yeah, yes, that's when you could take. That's when you get your money back. Yeah, he was.
And not an old guy.
No, he was young, and it happened really, really fast.
Was 67.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, him and Bobby Nye, which was, you know what the crappy part about the whole thing was that. You know, early on in my career, Milbury kind of pushed those guys away, so they weren't around the team a lot. So
why
we didn't get a chance
you have
to
done spend. That. Why would you have one of the most storied histories in all of sports, and you wouldn't bring it around your organization?
Well, where did Milbury play?
Boston.
Yeah. So I mean, there was.
So it was just feelings that he didn't like them because he couldn't get past them. Come on.
Well, maybe a little intimidated too. I don't know what it was, but we didn't get a chance to see them a lot. And then eventually, you know, when that changed. And they were around, and you got a chance to spend. And plus, I would work out with Jordy Hart and Eric Nystrom. So I got a chance to you know see Bobby more and Jordy's dad more, and then Clarkie, and then Billy Smith was my goalie coach. And just I'm telling you right now,
you have a real connection to all those guys.
Yeah, you get those guys in a room, and you just sit around and listen to the stories. You could just days. You could just listen to these stories.
But I mean, to think of what they did.
Oh.
They won four in a row. They almost won five in a row. It really is.
I'm telling you right now, you can say what you want. People can yell at me.
Stop doing this. They would not have won the fifth in a row.
They changed that rule on purpose.
Didn't they lose in five games?
It doesn't matter. 2-3-2 screws everything up. 2-3-2 sucks. If you drop one at home, forget about it. It's the whole series swings.
Especially against that Oilers team.
Yes, right? Exactly right.
Look at the talent. How many Hall of Famers do you think were in that series?
Oh.
There must have been like 12 Hall of Famers in that series.
Hey, I mean, you're talking about two of the, just in any sport, two of the best teams ever assembled.
Yeah, and they went up against each other. And it really was kind of like a changing of the guard, too,
it was
right?
A passing of the, but that's what the NHL wanted. It was a passing of the torch. I mean, you remember Gretzky talking about, you know, when they lost to the Islanders and then him walking by the locker room and seeing all the ice bags and how hard, you know, how beat up the Islanders were. There's something to be said. And that was one of the, I'm sure it existed well before that, but it was like that phrase, you got to learn to, You got to learn to lose. Right. You got to lose to learn to win.
Well, you know what the one that stands out for me is the Bulls.
Yeah.
Right? The Bulls had to lose those games and lose those series until they were ready to win.
Yeah, you got to get to that. You got to get to that championship level.
And maybe the Bills are enduring that right now.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. You continue to see Josh Allen get better and better, but at a certain point, though, I mean, you got to take that next step. And unfortunately for the Bills, Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere.
Mahomes, Burrow, God knows where Rodgers winds up. The whole lot of it.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You're more wrong than I am, tweets in. If you have to lose in order to learn to win, the Knicks and Giants fans are in for a great time. Very nice.
That's not always the case. That's not always the case. It's like when you're ready to start winning, sometimes a little losing in big spots hardens you.
Yeah, sometimes you have to learn to lose before you're ready to win.
Well, you get to see what it takes to win.
That's right.
Because, I mean, you're losing to the team that eventually wins.
Like that moment with Stephon Diggs last year. Not this one, because actually the Buffalo was as good as, if not better, than Kansas City this year.
No, when he sat and watched
yeah,
them celebrate.
Yeah, that's that moment.
Yeah, you have conversations like that in the locker room all the time, like in tough losses like that, or if you have a season where, you know, you lost in the playoffs or whatever it was. Yeah, I mean, there guys will stand up or a coach come in and say, "Yeah, I want you to remember this feeling, and how you never want to have this feeling again," and then you use it as motivation because it sucks. That I mean, you're like me. I as much as I like winning, I hate losing way more than I like winning.
No, but I have a real problem. Like, something is really, like, I don't like losing anything. Anything. Like, I am broken.
Dave, we played a game when my in-laws and sister-in-law were in town. It's like this, I forget what it's called. I should look up the name. But it's like you got these rubber burritos. And part of the game.
How could you say that without thinking that wasn't going to stop the show? And you have rubber burritos.
You have rubber burritos.
Yeah.
And then you pull. It's a card game, and you're trying to match. Yeah, it's called throw burrito.
Throw burrito.
Yeah, throw burrito. And you're trying to match, like, get I think it's three of a kind. And they also have it's battle cards, it's dual cards, and it's something else. And you got to pick up the burrito, and you got to smash the person. You got to throw the burrito at the person. And if you hit the person with the burrito, they get. No, they got a strike against them.
Cool.
So I'm playing against
some violence in this game.
Well, yeah. So I get called me and Milo in a burrito duel, and I'm like in my head, I'm like, oh, this is putting me in a tough spot. What do I do here? I don't want to lose.
No.
But do I really want to peg him with the burrito?
Well, you don't have to hurt him, but you got it. You got to throw it at him. Of
course.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, I did. I won.
Sherry and I couldn't play gin rummy for like 10 years.
Yeah. See, that's because she's just as competitive as you are.
No, because no, she's not. She's not bad. I could win. She'd be like, "Oh, good for you. Congratulations." I can't handle the losing.
You really are.
I'm you don't understand.
Baby.
The biggest baby ever. She told me this and I became incensed. She told me she used to lose on purpose so that I wouldn't freak out.
Really?
I'm a baby.
Yeah.
You're a baby. And
so
I said,
you
know what?
She was treating you like a baby.
I said, don't talk to me for a while. I cannot. You used to lose on purpose. I said, this changes everything. All those wins, all those celebrations.
It was all a lie.
You threw those? She's like, well, not all of them, but some of them, because I didn't like your reaction. And you were a baby when you lost.
Yeah, I'm not even sure we can put you in the Gin Rummy Hall of Fame right now.
Who, me or her?
You. I mean, all your records have to be questioned, though.
I agree with that. But how about her throwing? I mean, she's like the Pete Rose of Gin Rummy. Throwing Gin Rummy games?
Listen, we got a Black Sox situation here.
Right? She's like Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Jerry Rothenberg.
But I don't at any level. Like, Ben could be playing a pickup game with his friends, and if I'm watching, I'm like, that's not how you do it. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to try win, run the court. Like, just no. What's the matter with you?
I actually got into an argument with Milo the other day because we play Crazy Eights.
I love Crazy Eights.
Yeah, but he'll send the game to like Nana and Papa and my dad. So we're all playing like a family Crazy Eights, and he'll pick which person he wants to help win. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you can't. Well, I want Nana to be happy. I'm like, no, we're competing to see who wins the game. He's like, yeah, but I mean, if she wins one or two, that's good. That way she'll be happy. He's wired.
See, he's looking at. See, this concerns me.
I think but you know what he is? He's a glue guy, though, Dave. You know what? I've come to the conclusion he's like that guy on the team that wants everyone to be good. He's a glue
guy.
Yeah, but
that concerns me. So the biggest moment of the game, you know, he's in like the Might Championship of the Northeast. And all of a sudden, there's like a, you know, like one of those, what's the guy's name? Tom Rinaldi stories with a kid on the other team who has overcome this great, you know, disability. And now all of a sudden, Milo's like, you know, I mean, I'd like to win, but this kid has such a great story. If I lose, that's okay.
No, see, here's the thing, though. I think if he was playing individual sports, I would agree with you. I think that may happen. If this is like a tennis match or something like that, I think he would do that. But because he wants his teammates to be happy, he would bear down. Because okay. He knows if they lose, then his teammates are going to be unhappy.
See, you hate losing just like me, don't you?
This is why I don't make picks. Despise losing.
So are you nervous?
I don't like
this
messing up a
picks?
Read. No,
yeah,
this is important.
You go,
to me,
you're more neurotic than me when it comes to some of that stuff.
Yes.
All right, here we go, Feather.
I wish you knew how many phone calls I've made already this week trying to figure out which game we should.
Well, it doesn't matter because you're not.
Hey, Buster, how you doing? It's Rick DiPietro calling.
No, well, you'll make the pick. Yeah, you'll make the pick, but I mean, it's going to be a combined effort.
Yep, I think so.
So you're going to go rogue?
No, I don't know that yet.
I love how Santiago and RJ, like, we asked them because we value their opinion, and they're so hesitant to give us a definitive answer because they don't want to be blamed in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, I could see this, but yeah, I could also see that.
Go out on a limb, for God's sakes.
Have some conviction, would you, please?
Right? But RJ thought that his team was going to lose last week by more than 5.5, and they didn't.
I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, come on. You didn't think you were going to win that game last week.
I didn't say I thought we would definitely lose.
You were pretty confident. If I would have said to you, RJ, you got to put your money on one of these teams.
Yeah, I would have put probably on Green Bay. And
okay.
In all honesty, I say as a Niner fan, they should have lost. They should have lost that game.
Well, they should have lost to the Rams. The game they had to win to get into the playoffs, probably should have lost.
Well, you know, this is all the Rams' fault.
Yeah, well, you know whose fault it is in particular? I won't make the same mistake as yesterday. I know you guys watch everything. Do you remember when Sean McVay was partying in the end zone with the Rams?
Yes.
After that, the Niners have not stopped just crushing people. That really, like, they look different after that, truly.
But are they crushing people, though, RJ? See, that's the issue here. Are they crushing people?
True.
Not with Dallas.
Yeah, they didn't crush Green Bay. Fair.
They're crushing people's spirit.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing.
He's still
lifting
broken.
RJ up. RJ's getting wins, gift baskets.
It's all happening.
Oh.
I mean, RJ, would you say this is the peak of your life? No, I'm not exaggerating. You just got married. You're living your best life. You have a beautiful new bride. All right, you're producing a highly successful show.
Very.
Your team is now in the final four for the second time in 3 years.
Actually, you know what? When you phrase it this way, I'd have to really sit down and kind of sort through the years. But yes, it's.
I
up
mean,
there.
Outside of one time in your life being 5'10", 170 pounds, this has to be. This has to be as good as it gets.
I'd say you're right, I guess.
Ange knows what a punt is now.
Change of possession clock.
I mean, she's posting on social media how she's so turned off by the overtime rules.
Yeah, you're right. It's all happening. You're right.
You got a little Frankenstein. Like, you've really done a beautiful job.
I've constructed life pretty
well.
You've
constructed, like, you are teaching her the ways of football.
What do you say? I'm controlling all of it behind the scenes.
Because this is what people don't realize. You are Geppetto.
It's a beautiful story. I mean, this has the makings of like a Notebook 2 situation.
It really does.
That's an emotional film.
If she ever were to bang her head on the console,
and there it is, RJ.
I want it to happen.
And there it is. Mark it down. If you had bang her head on a console,
no.
I thought we brought up the Notebook.
I thought we drew lines with family members.
Let's add that to plane
she's
crash.
Family, but you know, not blood family.
No, I mean, you wish aneurysms on people on the show.
I wasn't wishing anything to her. I said if this were to happen.
Why
you
does
put it,
need, it
out there?
Yeah, why has it got to be out there?
She would wake up in the hospital. She'd look at you. She'd be like, and who are you? Like, it's me. It's me. It's RJ.
I'm going to text her. Just stay home today.
Is it Christmas already?
Yeah, it's me. It's RJ. She's like, I don't know an RJ.
I'm going to call her just
and then
to
you'd
stay
say,
home.
The blocked punt for the Niners. Oh, of course.
RJ, tell her to put a helmet on. and stay in bed.
Hide under the bed. I don't know. Yeah, please.
Would you consider her to be clumsy?
No.
All right, then you're fine.
I don't know who you have out there working for you now, though.
What do you mean? I'm not you. I got people working for me.
That was a Freudian slip. I don't know what you're doing.
if she bangs her head on the console.
Yeah, that was oddly specific.
Yes, exactly.
Is that oddly specific?
Let's just say an accident were to happen. I don't know.
I don't know. Toyota Corolla. I mean, who knows?
No, but I think you'd show her, like, flashcards, old NFL films videos. She'd be like, what's this voice? Is that Steve Sable? You'd be like, yes, Angie's coming back.
Oh,
I have a lot
idiot.
Of concerns of what the snow and the boredom is going to drive you to do this
oh,
weekend.
Oh, my God.
Me?
Yeah.
What is? You know, if we have lacrosse, I'm supposed to coach the game tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be speaking, RJ, by the time the snowstorms, he'll be speaking to, he'll actually be speaking to his DMs.
And they'll be answering me.
Yes, they're very smart. Wow, this DM is really smart.
this is a smart DM. You know, when I was a child, my cousin told me recently that they were concerned because I was talking to the ham. I sent myself a DM, which makes me look really smart. We'll
RJ,
hear from that.
RJ, do me a favor. I'm definitely going to need that for Thursday.
I was
talking to a ham.
They said, because I was, it was, I don't know, some holiday. We're all together. And I guess there was a commercial in the game. So I ran into the dining room and I was trying to get some ham and it wouldn't cut. I was like, oh, come on, ham. I was like, work with me here. And they all like looked at each other like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is a little touch, this kid.
Right? And they're like, but you turn the whole thing around and look at you now.
Now you're speaking of DMs.
Listen, I'm not the one that's going to be having a head injury.
I have a beautiful DM. We'll hear from Matt coming up.
Is that what you want to
do? I sent myself a DM, which makes me look really smart. We'll hear from that.
You guys have guests on the show? No, just Dave's DMs. DMs, come on.
You want Mel Kiper? Sure. But if we could get your DM on Twitter, that would be great. By the way, I actually sent myself a DM the other day.
Oh, wow.
But we never got to it.
Let's hear from it.
I sent myself a DM, which makes me look
24th.
Really smart. We'll hear from that. January 24th, which I believe was Monday, right?
Today is the 28th.
That's the ham.
What? You guys are now the salted ham, yes. All right. So this comes from BetOnline_AG. Where will Aaron Rodgers play next season?
Denver.
If he leaves the Packers? Now, this, remember, is before the head coaching hire for the Broncos.
Yeah, but Denver was already the favorite before that.
All I'm saying is this news, this story, these lines are from before Hackett took the job with Denver. Now that you have that, Santi, could you play a little music so we could do some guessing? And here we go. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 teams on the board. 13. Rick, where'd you like to go?
I'll go Denver.
Number 1. Denver number 1. And this is before the Hackett news. plus 250. Now remember, this is if he were to leave the Packers. So Packers are probably still considered the favorites to retain his services. If he were to leave, Broncos plus 250. RJ?
How about Pittsburgh?
Well, you guys are good. Pittsburgh, number two, plus 350. Right there, nooked in at number two. Raymond?
How about Indy?
Indianapolis. Now, when I said you guys were good, I meant Rick and RJ. Indianapolis, not in the top 13, Ray. Not in the top 13.
Okay.
Rick?
I'm going to go. So we're taking Packers is off the list, right? This is new teams?
Packers off the list. New teams, Broncos, Steelers, Colts. Raymond is done. He's eliminated.
All right. How about somewhere no state tax, beautiful weather? How about the and I hate this animal. How about the Miami Dolphins?
Boy, you really are something special. Miami Dolphins number three.
Yes.
At plus 450. RJ, you're alive to stay alive. Where do you go?
I'm surprised Indy wasn't even on the list.
No, don't start making excuses for Santiago.
How about? You said Miami. How about Philadelphia?
Ooh. Again, the genius that is the two of you. They're number four. So one, two, three, four, all off the list. They're plus 550. Next up, Rick.
How about Vegas? How about the Raiders?
The Raiders, I can say nothing negatively towards you except you missed number five. They are number sixth on the list. At 9-1. 9-1. RJ, to remain alive here in the Aaron Rodgers, where does he play next battle?
I don't think this would happen. How about Cleveland?
Ooh, the Browns.
You don't think it? Vegas says otherwise. They are the missing number five. Cleveland, plus 750. 7.5-1 if he were to leave Green Bay. So now you guys have destroyed the top six. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All there. Rick, pressure. You go.
Ooh, pressure, pressure, pressure. Who else needs a quarterback? Who else? I mean, there's a lot of teams that would take Aaron Rodgers. How about... see, if Sean Payton had stayed, I would say the Saints. What about Carolina?
Carolina is number eight at 14-1. RJ,
that's a good pull.
As the teams dwindle here.
Yeah, that's a good pull. We're kind of venturing into non-competitive teams now.
Yeah, these are long shots, yet the game continues because we do need a winner.
I don't like my odds in this game. I don't think this would happen either. How about Washington?
It is over.
Oh.
Rick DiPietro is your champion.
Well done.
Jets actually 12-1.
That's
Jets. Titans and Saints 14-1. Giants and Seahawks 16-1. Ravens 20-1.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Colts aren't on that list.
You see, all you guys are trying to make Santiago
feel
better.
No, I'm not. I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and watching what Carson Wentz had a good season, but that's a team that feels like it could be on the cusp. Just think about that. You got Jonathan Taylor. You got that offensive line. They got a good defense. You got a good head coach. If you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to, wherever he goes, Devontae Adams may follow. Could you imagine if you added Rodgers and Devontae Adams to that team?
No, with that offensive line and Michael Pittman?
Forget it.
Yeah, that would be scary. But you could say that anywhere. Where does he go that you're not like, oh my God, this team now is all of a sudden a legitimate contender? There's probably like 10 teams. The other 22 are
no,
right
no,
there
but
he now. Does,
but here's the thing, though. He doesn't want to go to just any team.
I understand.
He wants to go to a situation like Brady went to.
Where they are a great quarterback away from winning the whole thing?
Yeah, but the difference with that is, I mean, Brady was, again, you didn't have to trade anything to get Brady, right? So you still had, I mean, you bring in Brady. Now, you know, Gronk wants to come play with Brady. Antonio Brown comes and plays with Brady. Fournette wants to come play with Brady. And you still had your first-round pick, so you could take Tristan Wirfs. I mean, that's A little different of a situation.
Yeah, they built it beautifully down in Tampa.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.